The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, as we go along, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Please do not call in if you want to protest Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. This part of the show brought to you in part by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
And because it is Wednesday night, and because it's been the first Wednesday night in quite some time, it is once again the world according to Second Call Defense. Joining me again is Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening. I hope everybody has missed me.
I have. I have certainly missed you.
That's all that counts, really, right?
Well, we're the two talking, anyway. We're the two talking. Very shortly, you'll be able to catch me and Sean, I think, the weekend of May the 21st or May the 20th or whatever. We will be... We will be hooked up at NRA convention. Sean has already assured me that he's got ample bail money, so we're going to see just how far that'll go there in Louisville, Kentucky. But
There's a lot of trouble you can get into Louisville. We're really right in the middle of the Bourbon Trail, so we can always take the Bourbon tour if you want.
Right. Yeah, we might have a little business to take care of, though. Huh? Anyway.
Maybe I'll take you to the Louisville Slugger Factory, and we'll have a customized baseball bat made for you.
We'll have to talk about that. Anyway, tell me something. What do you think about this judge in Connecticut that is sort of ignoring the PLCAA with her little shenanigans right there? How does a judge ignore the law? Which isn't that the same thing as breaking it when you sort of say, well, I don't see it?
You know, you can't even say she's legislating from the bench because it's already written law. It's already been up to the top. It's already been litigated in the Supreme Court. They've already decided that everything they're doing is constitutional. And it was passed to prevent frivolous lawsuits just like the one they're allowing to go forward. You're going to sue a company that had an AR-15 in the trunk that wasn't even part of the terrible tragedy that took place by a sick individual, not from a firearm. I'm still waiting for someone to call and tell me that their firearm jumped off the table and did something. It's ridiculous. It's frivolous. It is, and I would like to think that upon immediate appeal that the state Supreme Court will take care of this, because that doesn't serve any purpose whatsoever.
Won't they then, they'll just continue appealing it until they get to the right place, though, right?
Well, yeah, common pleas court, go up to the Court of Appeals. Hopefully they have an emergency appeal process so this doesn't have to go on. And the final appeal, is the state Supreme Court, but then since it's a federal law, and whether it is, and if it's in federal court, I have a hard time to believe that she would have did this, but if it was, it'll be immediately taken on bonk by the panel, and certainly she should be told, you know what? You gotta follow state of law. So I'm still surprised and shocked. I guess I can't say I'm shocked anymore that something like this happens.
She's giving them 2 years for discoveries. That seems a little bit...
Well, yeah, that's excessive. I mean, obviously, discovery for some things can take some time, But a two-year discovery period is ridiculous. Most benches or most judges in the United States want to get cases off their docket. They don't want something to languish for 2 years. So
right.
Certainly that'll give everybody ample time for the appeal process. And the appeal process is going to be quite a bit shorter. And I'd like to think that when there is an egregious violation or when you ignore the law the way she did, that there'd be an mercy appeal process for the defendants in this case, because it's ridiculous. I mean, it was just another way that the anti-gun people and the anti-gun America, no doubt driven by our anti-gun government, tries to slap back. And it's improper. You know, we have laws for a reason. You and I and our listeners, we can't break the law. So why can't a judge break the law, violate the law, and ignore the law? You know, that's cause for impeachment.
Let me ask you a question. With something like that where you clearly, I mean, the feds, every time some state like Kansas, you know, Kansas, Brownback and their Secretary of State, they wrote a bunch of laws and passed them, and Holder was sending them warning letters. You can't do this. Federal supremacy. This PLCAA is a federal law. Can nobody write to this judge and say, you can't do this, federal supremacy? Can we not use that same rule that they like to play all the time and just throw it back in their face?
You know, I don't know exactly what the process is, but I know there is one. And certainly when it's publicized the way it is, and it's no secret what her decision, what her holding was to grant a motion to allow this thing to go forward, I'm sure there was a motion for summary judgment to say there's no case here, there's no genuine issue of material fact, because they can't bring this lawsuit. So that is right for to grant the motion for summary judgment. She did not grant it. And probably, or even a motion for a directed verdict, there's no other way it can be decided than to dismiss this case. So I'm sure there's quite a few different avenues that can be taken. You'd like to think that it would be done quickly, because attorneys on both sides are on the clock. Obviously, on the defensive side, they're going to have to pay. And who knows who took that? I'm not even aware of who's on the plaintiff side and who took a case. Think about it. You have a law firm that's taking a case when there's already established law saying that you can't, there's no cause of action that exists. So I'm sure they're just a law firm out there that's trying to make a name for themselves, number one, and going to see what's going to happen. So hopefully there will be some law in place that will judiciously allow them to put this to rest the way it should be. The law was specifically designed to prevent this exact kind of judicial abuse.
I don't even know who's representing. I mean, it does not seem like there's any of these heavyweights like Gura involved in this one, because Gura seems to be a very effective jurist when he comes into play. But obviously, you're not involved in it. I just wonder who's representing these Remington people.
Well, you know, Remington has established good attorneys. When you're walking in and black letter law is on all fours, as they will say, on your side.
Right.
There's no doubt that you're supposed to win. So really, a first-year associate could take a case like that, file a motion, file a brief, and says, you know, we should win, and this is why. But when you get a jurist or a judge that decides, for whatever reason, I'm not going to follow the law, there's not much more than you can do with that.
I'm waiting to see how that one. But now it's going to be April 23rd, 2008.
Yeah, and I'm sure the appeal process will be before that. And I would assume that there's an emergency appeal process where they can get that in front of the Court of Appeals quicker than normally would happen for such an egregious violation of written law. As is in this case, you would think that would happen a lot quicker. There's a lot of avenues that in most states to allow this to happen. We'll just have to see how quickly it moves in the state of Connecticut.
I've never had a sponsor like Second Call Defense where if you put a promo code in there and it looks anything resembling my name, the name of the show, my first initial, my name, my name and last initial, lock, load, they'll give you that first month off. SecondCallDefense.org. Every day that I go out carrying a gun, I'm not coming alone. I'm not out there by myself. You need to join me by joining them. We'll be right back. The world according to Second Call Defense. My guest, Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say yeah.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I have missed this segment. It's been a while since I got to do this segment. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now. you are ready.
Check them out at, well, at my guest's website, secondcalldefense.org. You know, I say that so often that you wouldn't believe how much trouble I had sending you that email because I've got the ORG part today.
I know, and I guess it's a double secret, but if you put .com, it's going to get there, but it has to go through a couple extra hoops.
Well, apparently one of them that it can't breast is the Apple mail server.
Yeah, probably.
Apple just can't handle it. They just lose their mind. So I was looking at it, said it didn't send. I was like, wait a minute, it's .org. I say it every day.
Apple's smarter than you are.
I guess so. I guess so.
I know it's smarter than I am.
Well, they get my money for stuff I don't need. They have obviously got something going on.
Oh, they're good at that.
Yeah. My guest this hour, as they are every Wednesday when I don't have pneumonia, is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. Did you see the thing in D.C. with the Metro Police? Did you see that?
No. Well, I guess I should ask first, which thing are you talking about? Because I've seen lots of it that came out of D.C. with the Metro.
Okay, the Metro Police, apparently this past Saturday, the desk sergeant told a lower-ranking officer to unload his weapon and go into a meeting room where 10 or 20 other officers were getting ready to, you know, doing the Hill Street Blues, be careful out there meeting. And he was told to take his now empty weapon and point it at the head of another officer and dry fire it to see how their situational awareness worked out.
Oh, my God. And I would hope somebody immediately lost their job.
No, it's up for review.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to do that. Did he do it?
Yes, he did. That's
oh my God.
That troubles me more than the guy telling him to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know there isn't a listener out there that would do that or even think about doing it. And everybody probably has goosebumps, as do I right now, as soon as I heard that.
See, the thing that I don't think a lot of people, I get this because when it comes to self-defense, while I am walking that razor-thin line between self-defense and a felony assault, right, if I am found to be in a self-defense situation, I've got a lot less holding me back than, say, a cop does, don't I? But based upon most state law, I just have to be in fear of my life or imminent injury or something like that, and I can go to guns. There was at least one officer that drew his weapon when he saw that happen. This was supposed to simulate a active shooter incident.
you know what? Truth is stranger than fiction, and that just goes to tell you that they don't know what they're talking about. I mean, they have no idea. They don't know, and they never took an NRA basic pistol course. They have no idea what the rules of safe gun handling are.
I was going to say, you guys probably need to send Eddie Eagle out there.
You know what? Eddie would probably be the one to go out there and start with them. If they have this kind of activity being told by upper management and then to actually have somebody following through.
The police chief, Kathy Lanier, the gun-grabbing badge with a skirt, she said, well, I've heard seven different versions of what happened, and to be honest with you, I want to find out what's going on before I render judgment. If one sergeant said to do that and one officer actually said and actually did it, isn't that enough?
Well, that would be enough everywhere else.
What would, if I thought I was in an act, well, you know, just the other day, and in Beaver Creek, was it Beaver Creek, Ohio? In your neck of the woods, that prosecutor decided.
Hold on that case in Walmart.
Yeah, that guy decided to walk away from that one, saying that there wasn't enough. And even though they synced up the video to the call, he still decided there wasn't enough evidence.
You know what? I when I got involved, I listened to every tape, every 911 call, every dispatch, everything that was said on the radio, and I did it in such a way that I heard everything the officers at that point in time had heard, and then read all the interviews of everything that had happened. Have gone on, and you know we can't judge and second guess. And they brought in a prosecutor from Hamilton County, which you know Joe Dieters runs such a great ship in Hamilton County. They prosecute so many cases, and they know what the law is, and they're common sense people. You're not going to find probably a more pro gun jurisdiction than there because he understands our Second Amendment rights, and he's not afraid to stand up to the people that want people to ignore.
the constitutional rights. And so I think everybody in the area realizes that when they came up and they independently took a look at everything and then made a decision, you know, not to move forward, you know, obviously that was the right decision in my mind.
What about the guy who made the phone call, though?
That knowing what they know is the right decision.
What about the guy who made the phone call? What about the swatter?
Well, you know, the guy who made the phone call said, you know, made statements of what he thought, and you can't really judge him on what you're hearing from the media, because media reports that I saw were completely foreign and different from the experience I had of listening as to what occurred. And that's what all it came down to. The 911 caller that was making the call, you know, did he do things improperly? Did he embellish? Did he say the wrong things, do the wrong things, lie, and lead people down the wrong path? I think that's an extremely good lesson for everybody involved. You know, I talked to Rick Jones, who's a Butler County, Ohio sheriff, who's a great guy, pro-gun, just a great sheriff. And he says that he instructs all his officers, with so many concealed carry holders out there, and this is universal with police departments throughout the country, I'm quite sure of it. They take that extra second, and they just wait to find out. But, you know, we're not in their shoes. We don't face what they face every day. But I can tell you without a doubt that Hamilton County Prosecutor's Office is beyond reproach in my eyes, and I spent a significant amount of the last 23 years in Hamilton County litigating against these same guys. So I can't hold these guys in higher esteem, so I'm quite confident that the decision they made was the right one.
Okay, if you say so. I'm willing to take your opinion on that, because I'm really sort of holding my head above water when I look at that stuff and say,
well, you know what? And it's tough. But, you know, most of these police departments, if not all of them, they understand that you and I are out there with guns, that we're exercising our constitutional rights, and we're helping them out. We're the people that are standing behind the badge that's on their chest, and they understand that. And they're giving everybody an extra second. They're taking a look at things the way nobody else has. They're being attacked. They're being assassinated. They're being murdered. And then they're expected to act perfectly under every situation. Like I said, I had a unique opportunity to listen to everything that they heard when they heard it. And the only difference was is I was in a car with a gun on the way to the scene.
I understand. All right. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's always about more information. How do we get it to you? How do I get it presented to you? I have to go find the people that have it. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. Join me by joining them. My guest this hour from Second Call Defense is CEO and founder Sean Maloney, who you've been pretty busy. You've been running around all over the place doing all kinds of things, haven't you? Friends of the NRA here and there and everything else?
Yeah, and then this is kind of a lot of pressure on this week. This Friday is my Friends of the NRA banquet. I've been a chairperson of Friends of the NRA for more years than I care to remember. And all the guns are rolling in. We have everything. I have 400 people that are going to be waiting for me eagerly on Friday night to show them a good time, and so we're ready. I try to give more guns away than anybody in America, because if everybody walks out the door with a gun in their hand, they want to come back again next year. So we have a lot of firearms to give away, a lot of rare firearms that you can't get anywhere else, a lot of special firearms. So it's exciting for us, and it's good because, you know what, all of us can remember who that person was that took us to the range for the first time, that put a firearm in our hand for the first time, that taught us about firearm safety and allowed us to press the trigger for the very first time. Well, you know, when we have the opportunity to pass that on to somebody else, that's freedom, because when the shot heard around the world wasn't with a bow, it wasn't with a knife, it was a shot with a firearm. And that's the greatest representation of freedom that we have in America. And I always say, you know, you can't do this in France, baby. When we're giving away guns, raffling them off, games, you know, the wall of guns and everything else we're doing. So if you're around the Cincinnati area, give me a call. I don't have any tickets left, but I've never said no to anybody that wants to come to my banquet. And I also want to remind everybody out there that I don't know why
but it's summertime. And in summer, crimes go up, attacks go up, assaults go up, rapes go up, everything go up. So if you're a concealed carry holder and you're out there, you got to be extra vigilant and you got to pay attention. You got to start refusing to be a victim because it's that time of year when you just don't know. And I don't know exactly what it is. If we're outside more, if we're enjoying, you know, baseball games downtown or whatever it is, but please be careful and make sure that you're ready and you're extra alert because this is that time of year when more often than not, if a crime's going to happen, it's going to happen when the weather starts getting warmer. So I always try to throw it out there whenever I talk to somebody this time of year.
Just out of curiosity, how many Chicago, Illinois, or Illinois members do you have? Have you got members from Illinois?
I can tell you, and I made this prediction, that the highest number of members we have now is from Illinois. I knew
really?
Immediately it was going to happen, and they far surpassed Ohio. Which was where we reached out to everybody first immediately, almost within the first year and a half. They didn't even have a concealed carry for the first year and a half or two of second call defense existence, but they far surpassed us. They understand just from the classes they take and they know the danger that they have. They know what Otis McDonald went through as a law-abiding citizen with a firearm, and they know what they're facing. And they don't take a chance. They do the smart thing, and that's what it is. I mean, you know, chances are, God, I hope we never have to use it. I hope I never have to use my homeowner's insurance because my house burns down.
Right.
None of us ever want to use our car insurance, but I can tell you with three teenagers, I've used it a lot. And I've been through one or two insurance companies, so I've used it an awful lot. And you have to have protection. You know, your commercials and your radio spots say it best. You know, what are you going to do? I tell people over and over again, I do not care how law-abiding you are, somebody is dead or almost dead, there is going to be a police investigation. Don't go it alone. And you know, that's the best advice I can give anybody.
You know, in Chicago right now, you're talking about the summer. And historically in Chicago, now right now, the first 100 days, whether they had 890, they're on par to have a 5% increase in shootings in Chicago this year, and their most deadly months historically have been, in this order, from 1 to 3, August, September, and July.
You know, and I tell everybody, as a criminal defense attorney, I know that's when it gets busier, and there's a lot of different reasons. Everybody's outside. There's a lot of interaction, but, you know, thank God we have concealed carry in America, because I can't tell you how many lives we would lose without it. Because when you're looking at violent crimes going down a minimum of 25%, just by having a concealed carry laws in your state, that's huge. Then when you give somebody the ability to protect themselves, you know, that's even better. And I listen to Hillary Clinton, and I try not to throw up, and I try not to scream, and sometimes my ears and eyes bleed when she starts talking about, you know, the war against women. Folks, the real war against women is when Hillary Clinton tells your wife, your daughter, your mother, you can't carry a gun here. You have to be on your own. You have to be vulnerable to everybody that wants to attack you. Can you imagine, you know, your wife, your mother, your daughter being told you can't carry a gun for whatever reason? Well, how are you going to stop any threat? You can't. And so I tell everybody, especially in election season, I hear it over and over again, the war on women, the real war on women is when you're telling somebody that you can't carry a gun in this gun-free zone. And Chicago was full of them. Otis McDonald did us the biggest favor there was. You know, he was in the twilight of his years. I'm sure he had a lot better to do than to hang out in courthouses, you know, the last few years of his life. But he did it for all of us. And if we have the ability, we exercise our rights because it's better for all of us. And we owe it to a lot of people.
So, that's I agree with you on all that stuff. I guess Otis must have had a pretty good life because he felt like in his twilight years he could just go ahead and get some, couldn't he?
Yeah, you know what? He was sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, he's living in a city that banned him from owning a firearm. He's in a neighborhood in a house that had been burglared before. He had been attacked before. And the government is telling him, you have to take it again. And finally, like Rosa Parks on the bus, I'm not going to take it anymore. Otis said, I'm not going to take it anymore. And I know what the consequences are. Everybody listening to me and you out there, know what the consequences are if you're forced to use a firearm in self-defense. Do the next thing. Call a second call defense. Get online. Become a member. Get your first free month. See that it's real, that what we're talking about. And then, God forbid you have to use it, we're going to be there. The number one thing I hear, no matter how far these cases get along, is thank God I had someone to call because I didn't feel alone. On the side of his road, and their car, and their front yard, and the neighbor's house down the street, it's them against the police, and all of a sudden they have an attorney on the phone that's talking to them. That's walking them through everything, and it's making me feel at home. And like I said before, it doesn't matter. If you brandish a gun, you need an attorney. We cover brandishing. Nine times out of ten, most of the calls you get are brandishing calls, and they could be all different kinds. Our latest call was a negligent discharge in a hotel room in Colorado Springs. So you never know what's going to happen. But it happens, and you need an attorney for any number of reasons. So why do you want to deplete your savings? Why do you want to cash out 401ks? Why do you want to file bankruptcy? And I've had clients do this over the years. I say this because I've seen it happen. I've been on the other end of bankruptcies, too. I've gotten no money. I understand that. It depletes everybody, but now we're giving these people the opportunity because I saw the financial devastation, number one, and I got sick and tired of not being able to provide my clients with what they deserved because the money just wasn't there. So I found a way to end it, and I did it, and that's why we're together tonight.
Yes, yes. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about my experience, a few points that you could tell me what the difference would have been had I had Second Call Defense in my corner. From my own personal experience. SecondCallDefense.org. I'm a member. I'm a defender member. I get the best of everything. I've got everything on, and I am completely confident. I don't know how I'm going to fare in the gunfight if I have one, but I know exactly what's going to happen after it's done when I make that second call. When I make that second phone call. I'll still be on the phone with them when the cops roll up. So, my guest this hour, Sean Maloney, will be right back.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a little small card that has my name on it, but it also has a phone number on it. That's my link. That's my lifeline. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Now, I guess this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. Now, you, is there any new schism that you have seen as far as any new trends for people? I mean, it's been a while since you and I partnered up, and it seems like we've seen a couple of changes out there. You've got the young ladies getting involved and the urban young people getting involved and everything else. Are you beginning to see that trend as far as membership is concerned?
Well, you know what? We get more and more people that sign up, and then their spouse signs up. We have more and more ladies that sign up. We're involved. I speak and I visit quite frequently a number of different well-armed women clubs and other women shooting clubs that have been formed alone. And, you know, when I talk to them, we talk about the consequences, the legal consequences of using lethal force. If you're in Ohio, you got to do your retreat. If you're in Indiana, you don't. Kentucky, and it's all different. And I talk to a lot of these women, and I see the passion that they have for the ability now that they have. And I talk to a number of women, and they realize that until they took the step to carry a firearm and to protect themselves and not to feel so vulnerable anymore, they finally let themselves out of their own prison, which was their home. I talked to a number of ladies. I said, you know what? When the sun goes down, I didn't go anywhere. You know, I don't have a husband and I don't have someone to go with me. I'm a single mother or, I'm not married. I don't have a significant other and I'm just not going to risk going out at night. But all of a sudden they have the ability to protect themselves. They have that great equalizer that we all need. And now for the first time in their lives, it's unlocked the door and they let themselves out of prison. And that's an amazing feeling. Something I'm doing this week in Miami University in Ohio, Ohio's oldest learning institution. I'm teaching 20 co-eds and young men, concealed carry class. Right off of Miami University is something that I do for them every year. They do a lot. They make phone calls. They volunteer. They knock on doors to make sure that the NRA, pro-gun candidates get elected here and nationwide on phone banks. And if you help me out, I will teach you, the civil carry class for free, and I love going to these people. A lot of them have never had any contact with firearms. They just know they want to. And then there's still a significant portion whose fathers let their daughters go and say, please, please, please get trained. You're 21 now, or you're almost 21 to get trained, so I'm going to start doing that. But you know what? And I've seen a huge influx of older Americans, of retired Americans that understand that they have to protect themselves too. A lot of widowed women, I've been teaching, and I see those people reaching out and taking a class and becoming involved in protecting themselves and others. And it's good for all of us. Every time someone arms themselves, you know, it can't get any better.
Are we doing any faster program thing? That's also a new trendy thing that you guys have been sort of on the tip of with you and Buckeye Fire.
Faster's growing. Sorry for interrupting. We're at a time of faster where we don't have enough time, enough daylight anymore to teach all the teachers that want to come. Catoctin County is something I'm very proud of. They didn't know what to think about faster. They sent some police officers, the sheriff's department did, and then they got on board 100%. They saw the training and what they did. They said, you know what? This is a real deal. They all together, the sheriff went out and got every superintendent, every school board president of every school in that county, and they are arming every school district, every school in Catoctin County in Ohio. And so that's a great thing, and that's happening. Other states are moving towards it. Tennessee had just passed legislation yesterday or the day before, and have other legislation that's in committee, and it's going to be voted on tomorrow to allow teachers to protect their kids with firearms. Who would have thought that Denver, Colorado, you know, they're saying that we want AR-15s in our school. And so, you know, people are realizing it's taking some time, but the only way to stop the bad guy with a gun is with a good guy with a gun every time. And finally, you know, they're starting to realize that it's the truth. And I think calmer minds are prevailing, because if you sit down and you can talk to a open-minded anti-gunner and explain to them the real story, and they said, God, you're right. I've never had someone that was open-minded and just wanted to be convinced that couldn't be convinced. And so, you know, all the listeners, you and I, we can never assume that we know. I have a letter to the editor written by a newspaper professional in Cory, Pennsylvania, my old hometown, that was sent to me by friends. And when you read this letter to the editor, your eyes will bleed. Totally, this is a newspaper professional that never heard of Heller or McDonald,
right,
believes that the only people that had a right to have guns, and that the law still says the militia is the National Guard, and it goes on and on and on. And I used that letter today with an email to all the Buckeye Firearms people, and then all my friends also, and they'll be coming to you, just to teach us a lesson that we can't assume that the guy beside us knows what's going on. We can never assume that. We can't assume that our friends, unless we're on the firing line with them, and unless they tell us what's going on, actually know what's going on. You know, I'm up for re-election to the NRA Board of Directors. If you haven't voted and you still have your ballot, vote for me. You still have time. But I keep trying to point out to people that we just can't assume that the person beside us is even registered to vote. And I know the media and the Republican Party and whoever else are confusing the issues, but it all comes down to one thing. Hillary Clinton or America. And that's what it comes down to. I may not be 100% on board with whoever that nominee is going to be on the pro-gun side, but damn it, we're looking at 5 Supreme Court justices that are in their 70s, and it's time. And we cannot let this election pass by sitting on the couch and being missed because whoever our candidate was isn't involved anymore. It's far beyond that at this point in time. It's our survival as a country.
Those of you that are listening to me that have heard Sean for the better part of a year now, and you know what he's about, and you know where he comes down and everything else. If you're a member of the NRA and you have that ballot, it makes no sense at all to not vote for him. Because we don't know any. I don't know anybody else. I know Todd. I know Tim. And I know Ted Nugent, but, you know, I don't even know if anybody votes for him. But you and Tim now, you guys are the ones actually doing stuff in the background.
Well, you know, when it's AAA, a lot of people get these ballots in their magazine and they don't know what they're for and they don't vote. Or when we're in a country that only 20% of the registered voters even bother to vote, and only 10% of the people eligible to register even register,
you know, if for some reason we don't vote, I'm just saying, please vote for me. And if you don't vote for me, just vote. And when it comes time to choose a new leader of this great country, we have to make the right decision, because you know what? It's not about who's signing our check. It's not about, you know, who makes us feel good or who talks the right way. We got to look deeper than that. We have to understand that. I mean, look at it right now. We're at a 4-4 Supreme Court where some things are happening that never would have happened before. And hopefully we get 5-4 on the right side, but we can't let it. Can you imagine if we have 5-4 the other way? Folks, I'm telling you right now, write it down, and then call me and tell me you're right. Heller will be overturned. They'll find a reason. McDonald won't exist, and you're not going to have the individual right to keep and bear arms. Ginsburg already said you're wrong. Hillary Clinton said it was wrong and wants to change it. Well, Dick Heller's still out there fighting, but we can't let him down, and we can't let our ancestors down, and those hundreds of thousands of people that died for our rights. We can't let them down. So please don't be lazy. Don't be mad. Get out and vote the right way.
In the remaining
minute. Because it makes a difference. And join Second Call Defense. Do not.
Yes.
It drives me crazy, Bill, because I still get phone calls from people that have used their firearm, and they heard of me, and they're calling me for help for free because they have no money, and they just use their gun.
Well, they can do it for $9 a month. They don't have to have money. $9 a month covers you. So anyway.
Yeah.
When I leave, I got to go out tomorrow morning. And when I do, I'll be carrying a gun of some size. And when I carry that gun, I will be carrying my wallet. In my wallet is the last piece of my self-defense toolbox provided to me by Second Call Defense. I don't walk alone. You don't need to. Join me by joining them, and we'll be hooked up. Sean, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, thank you, and stay safe, everybody.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, John McPhee, the Sheriff of Baghdad. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.